This is Twit.
So there was a very good New York Times, The Daily, yesterday.
It was actually an Observer, Guardian that they gave the New York Times. Is that the one you're talking about?
It was in their podcast. It was The Daily. But it may have, but yes, Observer had the story, of course, broke the story, and it was whistleblower Christopher Wiley from Cambridge Analytica who went to the Observer. But I thought a very good synopsis of this, which I will kind of attempt to rehash, because I think before we even talk about Facebook's culpability in all this, it'd be good to understand what exactly.
Yeah, a lot of the coverage has been way wrong, and it doesn't make a lot of sense for Facebook to parse breach versus not breach, but it does make sense for us to get the facts right.
Yeah. So this began, Christopher Wiley, we'll start with him. He was the whistleblower. He was a high school dropout from BC, from Canada, who became fascinated with data, big data, when he was volunteering at the Obama campaign in 2012 and was very intrigued by what data would tell them about reaching out to voters, you know, how to advertise to them, who to advertise to, and all of that stuff. He was following an interesting study, and I'm trying to remember if that was from Cambridge or somewhere else. I think not. Where some researchers found out that if we get 50 of your likes, 50, so it was 50 of your likes, we can tell what race you are. We can tell what education you have. We can tell a lot about you. Give us 500 of your likes. We'll know more about you than your spouse does. And they were able to do that by correlating imperfect system. Likes were scrapable. I think they still are scrapable from Facebook. You don't have to have permission to see what people like. It's in there. It's right there on their profile. So they would basically get as much of that like data as they could and see if they could find correlations. And this is very different from you or me. I mean, one of the things they found out, for instance, if you like Hello Kitty, what did they? I don't even remember, but it said something about you. It was that you were a nice person, but not a rule follower, something like that. So you could deduce all of these things. And they did this again by taking great lumps of data and making correlations and then projecting out. Wiley was fascinated by this, thought this was very interesting, started doing some of this himself for the Obama campaign, and then went to work for a British company CEO, now ousted of Cambridge Analytica. They realized that they could do a lot more if they could get more access to the Facebook data. And this is where the story became very interesting. Nix ran into somebody from the Cruz campaign, the Ted Cruz campaign, decided that it would be great to get into the American market. And decided that if they could do a little bit better targeting, that they might be able to do this kind of targeting they were already doing in the UK, in the American market. Got the attention of billionaire Robert Mercer, who funded it, Steve Bannon, who became the chairman, and created Cambridge Analytica. And Cambridge Analytica did, this is the thing that they did that really has gotten them in trouble with Facebook, is they've found a researcher at Cambridge who created a psychological quiz. And they put out on Facebook an offer. If you take this quiz, it was a real quiz. It was not a Game of Thrones, you know, which vegetable are you kind of a quiz. It was a real psychological profile, standard kind of profile. If you take this quiz, you'll have to download an app and take it offline, off Facebook. We'll give you some money. We'll pay you. And they got a significant number of people to do that through Facebook. So they had their Facebook login and they had the quiz. They were able to use the data they gained from that quiz to... And it was about a quarter, I think 275,000 people.
270,000.
Yeah. To create this, what you really need in this, a machine learning database, in effect, making correlations between what the Facebook profile told you about this person, what their psychological profile was. And they also got something which Facebook shut down a few years ago, which is this friends of friends stuff, which I always thought was reprehensible. If you take a quiz or give somebody access to your Facebook account, they not only get your information, your likes, but they get all your friends' information, all your friends' likes. Basically,
by the way, Leo, just to clarify here, that's your public information. They don't get anything that's behind.
No.
Private.
No, not credit card numbers. It's stuff you're posted. Yeah, they get access to their accounts, though. They don't have to be.
You didn't have to have your own relationship at that time. You didn't have to have your own business relationship or relationship.
And that was how people thought Facebook worked. I mean, I think everybody thought Facebook worked is people can see my page if I allow them to. You know, if they friend me and I friend them back, then we are sharing data. But as it turns out, if they friend you and you friend them back, then anybody who friends them can see your data, which was
at the time.
That was something Facebook stopped a couple of years
ago. And by the way, just real quickly, I worked with lots of media companies that said goody, goody, and did that like crazy. Yep. Obama's campaign had a game that had a million users and did the same thing. Yep. And so it was very common at the time, but it was all part of that kerfuffle that we talked about in the show at the time about people not understanding the circles of privacy.
We have been talking about this for years.
Yes.
And trying to raise people's awareness of this for years. So Cambridge Analytica got all of this data for, it turns out once they got the 270,000 people to take the quiz, they got their friends of friends, and that ended up being a 50 million person database.
None of which should have been handed over to Cambridge Analytica.
That they shouldn't have access to it. They got legitimate access to it, saying it was a research.
The rule said you couldn't pass that on to CA. A commercial entity.
Right.
And it was passed on.
Who had ties to Russia, by the way, was actually passing along to a commercial entity illegally. Right. Facebook.
Against Facebook's
rules. Not illegally, but against their rules.
Yeah.
And then Cambridge Analytica used it apparently quite effectively to target advertising. And you know, Wiley was saying.
So they say. Which is
there's been a lot of question about,
as to what
we've seen now the videos of its CEO admitting to all sorts of chicanery. But again, they were boasting about stuff they probably didn't do in the past. So there's no way of knowing if they actually do hire prostitutes to suborn candidates and things like that.
And it's also, there's debate among researchers. I was at a Annenberg event at Penn some weeks ago, where most of the researchers in the room said that they did not believe for a second that Cambridge Analytica had any near the skills that they say they have. Again, that's irrelevant to this discussion insofar as things that shouldn't have happened, but how much impact it then had is something that could be up for debate.
A lot of people say, hey, Obama did the same thing. The only reason this is a hot button is because Trump used it to win and not a Democrat. Fair enough. That's a fair criticism. Facebook said we understand it's a breach of trust, and we expected, this is Mark Zuckerberg's comment earlier. He said, we have a responsibility to protect your data. If we can't, we don't deserve to serve you. I've been working to understand exactly what happened and how to make sure this doesn't happen again. He's going to be on CNN at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern tonight on the Anderson Cooper
thing. Let's not stay on till then.
No, we'll be off by then. So Cambridge Analytica, which was first of all, was not supposed to have that data, and then told Facebook they had deleted that data, apparently did not delete the data. And until Wiley stepped forward, we didn't really understand exactly what had happened. But the whistleblower, who was one of the principals, explained the whole process.